Consider it a privilege to be here this morning. The verse that I thought about earlier in the week that kind of led to what I'll be talking about this morning is 1 Corinthians 11:26. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And so there we see past, present, and future. Obviously, what we celebrate this morning is present. But he says, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So Ryrie's comment in the study Bible is in relation to proclaim. The Lord's Supper is an acted sermon. Proclaim. Looking back on Christ's life and death and looking forward to his second coming. So my focus this morning mainly is on what's coming yet. I'm going to be reading from Daniel and three passages from Revelation. Not a lot of comments, a few, but mostly just reading scripture. Daniel chapter 7. The Lord gave Daniel a glimpse into the future. Part of his vision, his dream, was about four beasts, which represented four kingdoms, two of which he lived in that time, the Medes and Persians, Babylon, and then the Medes and Persians, and then two other kingdoms, that the Greek and the Roman kingdoms, which followed. But the focus here is there are kingdoms, but they will pass away. And the kingdom of God will come, and it will continue forever. So Daniel chapter 7. And here, I've already mentioned the word kingdom. Then the words that stand out in Revelation are worthy and worship. Okay, Daniel 7, verses 1 through 3. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel saw a dream and visions in his mind as he lay on his bed. And he wrote the dream down and related the following summary of it. Daniel said, I was looking in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea. And four great beasts were coming from the sea, different from one another. And then it mentions those which I've already alluded to. Verse 9. I kept looking until thrones were set up, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His vesture was like white snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was ablaze with flames. Its wheels were a burning fire. A river of fire was flowing and coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands were attending him. Myriads and myriads were standing before him. And the original, or the little bit older English, would be a myriad is literally 10,000. I think if you have the King James, it says 10,000 times 10,000. But anyway, and myriad can simply mean almost an innumerable host. But anyway, the court sat and the books were open. And I kept looking because the sound of the boastful words which the horn was speaking. I kept looking until the beast was slain and its body was destroyed and given to the burning fire. As for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away, but an extension of life was granted to them for an appointed period of time. I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a son of man was coming. He came up to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him, and to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom, that all the peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom is one which shall not be destroyed. obviously in contrast to those other kingdoms. And then yet the last two verses in the chapter, 27 and 28, then the sovereignty, the dominion, the greatness of all the kingdoms under the whole heavens will be given to the people of the saints of the highest one. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom, and all the dominions will serve and obey him. At this point, the revelation ended. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts were greatly alarming me. My face grew pale, and I kept the matter to myself. Maybe in saying and almost in slang, he was blown away. I mean, it was just beyond grasp almost. Turning to Revelation 4, I think only the last verse, and I think Revelation 4:11 is a familiar one. In fact, a song we sing sometimes, "Thou art worthy." This wording will be slightly different than what we sing, since that's King James wording. This is NASB. But I'm going to read 4:11 through 5:14, and notice that "worthy" appears several times in this. 4:11, "Worthy art thou, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou didst create all things, and because of thy will, they existed and were created. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written inside and on the back, sealed up with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and to break its seals?' And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the book or to look into it. And I began to weep greatly because no one was found worthy to open the book or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, 'Stop weeping. Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome so as to open the book and its seven seals.'" And I don't know what all this means here in verse 6. "I saw between the throne the four living creatures and the elders and the Lamb standing." Now that I know who it was referring to. "As if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he came and took it out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having each one a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, 'Worthy art thou to take the book and to break its seals, for thou wast slain and did purchase for God with thy blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And thou hast made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth.' And I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around about the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And every created thing which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever.' And the four living creatures kept saying, 'Amen.' And the elders fell down and worshiped." And then chapter 7, starting at verse 9 and reading through 17. "After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palm branches in their hands. And they cry out with a loud voice, saying, 'Salvation to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb.' And the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before God and worshiped him, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying to me, "These are those who are clothed in white robes. Who are they, and from where do they come? Have they come?" And I said to him, "My Lord, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones who came out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he sits on the who sits on the throne shall spread his tabernacle over them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun beat down on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb in the center of the throne shall be their shepherd, and shall guide them to the springs of water of life, and God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes." And the final one in chapter 19. So we've seen the word worthy, we've seen the word worship. Here we see the word hallelujah several different times. Reading 1 through 10. "After these things I heard, as it were, a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, 'Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, because his judgments are true and righteous. For he was judged, for he has judged the great harlot who was corrupting the earth with her immorality, and he has avenged the blood of his bondservants on her.' And the second time they say, 'Hallelujah!' Her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sits on the throne, saying, 'Amen, hallelujah.' And a voice came from the throne saying, 'Give praise to our God, all you his bondservants, you who fear him, the small and the great.' And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude." Now, I think sometimes if you're in a big audience and everyone says it in unison, says things in unison, and kind of, you know, just brings it out. Well, this is a great multitude beyond our comprehension. And he compares it. I don't know, is he talking about the roar of the waves of the sea? Is he talking about a great waterfall? But he says, "The voice of a great multitude as the sound of many waters and the sound of mighty peals of thunder saying, 'Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. And it was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.' And he said to me, 'Write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.' And he said to me, 'These are the true words of God.' And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said to me, 'Do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and your brethren who hold the testimony of God. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.'" So what Jesus, the Lamb, did in the past, what he has done, makes it possible for this, which we read, to be our experience one day. We read several times that some from every tribe and tongue and people and nation will be there. And we read several times, slightly variation, but something like this: "Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Let's kneel. What a blessing to be here this morning because of what you have given to us through our Lord Jesus Christ. And the best is yet to come. So we pray your blessing on this service as we listen to your word preached, as we consider what you have done for us. And so you've told us that we should observe this, and in obedience to you,
We want to do this today. And we're thinking about the past, what the Lord Jesus did. And then, as we read, for what is yet coming in the future. Guide each part of the service for your honor and your glory. We pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen.